From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, May the 29th through Sunday, May the 31st. I'm Philip Grant. Arthur Cassano reported in the Register-Star that the Columbia County Democratic Committee has chosen Ken Golden to run against incumbent District Attorney Paul Chyka in the November election. The 65-year-old former assistant DA was chosen at a meeting held in Ghent on Thursday, May the 28th, over Gene Keeler, a former district attorney who ran against Chyka in 2011. Keeler said previously he would run as an independent if not endorsed by the Democrats. Golden practiced law out of his Valencia home. He spent the past 2 years as a private pro bono attorney for the Veterans Administration Program with the American Bar Association. Golden served as assistant district attorney under Chyka's predecessor, Beth Cozzolino, from 1997 to 2003. Golden said if elected, he hopes to improve outreach to the community and to engender an environment of greater cooperation between the DA's office, local law enforcement, and the courts. In related news, Sam Pratt reported on his blog, longtime chair of the Columbia County Democrat Cindy Hall has temporarily stepped down from that position. Kinderhook committee member and former town board member Peter Bajano will assume Hall's duties in her absence. Casey Steeler is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Cardinal Timothy Dolan will join a delegation of the state's Catholic bishops at the executive mansion on Monday, June the 1st, for meetings with members of the state assembly. The luncheon discussions were organized by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office as a final push for the retooled Education Investment Tax Credit. The EITC would provide tax credits for individual and business donations to public schools and nonprofits that support educational programs, including charter schools, and to nonprofit organizations that award scholarships to students enrolled in pre-K through 12th grade. While the Republican-led state Senate supports the credit, the Democrat-dominated assembly remains opposed. Advocates for traditional public schools, including teachers' unions and progressive groups, have slammed the credit as an improper use of public funds. When the credit failed to gain enough support in the assembly during budget negotiations, the governor rebranded the measure as a Parental Choice in Education Act. Assembly Speaker Carl Hestey said last week the reported package has still failed to win sufficient support from his conference. A program note, Cecilia Katchik will hold an in-depth exploration into the campaign around EITC during the Albany Report at 10 a.m. on Monday, June the 1st, with guest Jasmine Gripper of the Alliance for Quality Education. Finally, Will Brunell reported at Capitol, New York, that Republican State Senator James Stewart has proposed a bill to amend the SAFE Act gun control law. Under Stewart's proposal, family members could pass guns and high-capacity magazines down to immediate relatives. In addition, pistol permit applications and supporting records would not be subject to Freedom of Information law requests. However, some statistical data would still be made publicly available. At the time of its passage, the SAFE Act was touted by Democrats as a sweeping package of changes to make identities of gun owners more transparent and to prevent the mentally ill from accessing guns. Republicans decried the measure as unconstitutional and fought against it on the grounds it infringed on their Second Amendment rights. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region. A good soaking rain is expected all day Monday, June the 1st, that will result in 2 to 3 inches of rainfall across the region. The rain will be beneficial, but could produce some ponding of water in areas of poor drainage and perhaps some urban flooding. The weather for today, periods of rain with a temperature high near 58 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. For Monday night, rain with a low around 52 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%. Forecast for the next 3 days on Tuesday, showers are likely, mainly before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 63 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 48. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 51. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:21 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:25 p.m. The length of the day, exactly 15 hours. The same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the first day of June 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.